neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shamira nafshi, it's not shomra, it's shamira nafshi, and then honeni Hashem, not haneni, because the nun has a dagesh. So it's Honeni Hashem. So the Sidurim today, they made it very easy for us. The Kamatz, that is Chatuv, is very large size. So the Kamatz is that sounds normal, that is it's a regular size. So anytime you see the large Kamatz, so it has to be pronounced as Honeni, Oni, Ve'yashub. So all the Kamatz that you see, in a big size, doesn't sound like a kamatz anymore. It's O. So in Selichot, it says Zechor Oni, not Ani. Elecha Hashem. And then it says Zechor Oni, not Ani. Or Vateret Oni Avoteinu. So if you pay attention to the Sidurim, then it makes it much easier. So anytime you see big kamatz, you have to be pronounced as the O, not the A. Oneni. Oni vayashob zechor oni umrudi. So this way the tefillah will be elevated much faster, because if they see that it's not pronounced correctly, they might do taftish. They will inspect the tefillah. Edilim ta'ase lach al arba kamfot kesutecha. Gedilim is a mitzvah tzitziot. So Tatar Shai is commanding us to make tzitziot on the four corners of every beged. So every clothing that has four corners must have to have four tzitziot. So the question that is asked, why is it called gedilim? In parshat tzitziot that we recite three times a day, morning and arvit time, and before we go to sleep, what do we say? We say tzitziot, tzitzit, or gedilim? Which one we say? Sisit, but here it says Gedilim. What does Gedilim mean? Gedilim, why has a different term here? You understand? How much tzitziot cost when you buy tzitziot only, just a tzitziot? How much does it cost?
Very little.
How much?
Very little.
Very little. So now here, one point, Aram Yaakov Retina explains. So sometimes people might think, you know, these are only, what are they?
$20.
Couple of dollars? $18, $20, $30, yes. So now, here he says that mitzvah tzitziot is keneged kol mitzvot sheba Torah. As Rashi HaKadosh brings, that by abstaining mitzvot, like 613 mitzvot. So now, when you pay $20 for this tzitziot, you might think, but what importance does it could it have? It's not like tefillin that is $500, $1,000, and so on. So here, Tatar Shai is giving the term of gedilim, that is gadol. Don't think it's chatan, chas v'shalom. And it's very interesting, like, at what age one is obligated to put on tefillin? Age of 13. At what age we observe the misfat talit katan or talit gadol?
As soon as possible.
Child.
Like what age?
4 years old.
Two maybe. Two is good?
Two.
And then every day he has to wear a talit katan. Say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. So now here we see that this mitzvah is even observed more than the most expensive mitzvah that we involved with. Tefillin, age of 13, but talit ratan, like boys at age of 6, 7, they have to wear a talit with a tefillah. Shacharit, they have to wear a talit ratan, and they have to have it done all the time, even to go to sleep. So that's why this mitzvah is given the term of gedilim. And it's very interesting, in the morning, when we observe the mitzvah Tzitzit, what do we say? Asher chidashanu, v'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu, leit'atev, leit'atev, no, yeah? How do you do atifa, with the talit or the sisit? So the bracha is not correct. Do you wrap the talit around yourself or the tzitziot?
Talit.
So you have to say Asher chidashanu of sivanu leit'atev betalit. From tomorrow. Yeah. So how come you say betzitzit? You don't wrap this tzitziot around your head. Understand? Yes, that's true. But I know, but the bracha, the bracha is not a correct bracha. You mitatev, you wrap yourself with the talit, not with the sisiyot.
The important part is the sisiyot.
But I know, but we don't wrap yourself with the sisiyot. You don't put the sisiyot around your head, under the talit.
Once it's tied together, it becomes one.
Fine, but the practicality matter. You put the talit around your head, right?
Right.
Yeah. So how can we say it atif betzitzit? Why? You don't do atifa with tzitziyot. You do atifa with the talit.
Quality, not quantity.
Quality, importance.
Yes. Right. Quality.
Very beautiful. Yeah. So now, when people like usually before Rosh Hashanah and Chagim, they take their talitot to the laundry. Why? Why they take it to the laundry?
Clean.
Which part is the dirtiest one?
Everything is dirty.
Now look, take and what else? That's the shot. Where sisyot usually are found? Usually.
On the floor.
They're dragging on the ground. So now here, these sisyot that are being dragged on the ground, Torah Moshe gives it the term of gedilim, gadol. So what does it mean? What does it mean? That means the more you drag on the ground, you become
more gadol.
Gadol.
Respected, Hashem gives respect.
Exactly. Why? Because this sisiyot, there are the four corners that it's not even noticeable. But this, the talit, has such a gava. It's covering the whole thing. So that's why the bracha that we say, it's not to give an importance to the one that is noticeable. We give the privilege to the one that is not
the humble.
The humble one is not noticeable. Yeah. So that's why the term that is given to the in Torah Moshe is gedilim, is gadot. Why? It's dragged on the floor. It's not noticeable. It's a beautiful message that every morning when we say Shekli Deshanu, Mishvotav, Sivanu, Leit'atev Betzitzit, and it's not true, but it's a message that we learn. We're not here to show off. We're not here to brag. We're not here to say, oh, I did. To gain credit. The more you try to not be noticeable, then you'll be honored to be credited with the blessing. Shemiyah, is I cannot to be gedolim?
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.